I applaud the commissioner for moving this Palladino case forward. She's really taken her time on it, and she's made sure the process is being honored.
Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo says State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia will begin review of a petition filed by the Buffalo School Board. It calls for removal of Palladino for violating the school board rules. Palladino published executive session discussions about the teacher's contract. Those sessions are to remain private.
It's an extreme violation. School districts and boards are allowed to go to executive session for certain confidential matters, and that's matters that shouldn't be released to the public.
Commissioner Elia has denied a request to move the hearing to Buffalo. Ryan tells WBFO News the hearings should remain in Albany.
This proceeding is the commissioner's proceeding of the state of New York. Those proceedings are held in Albany. Just like any court case, they're open to the public. Transcripts will be made available, and they're not participatory events in the manner that you can go and participate. You can go and watch, but you can't make your voice heard in these types of proceedings. Only people who are on the witness lists can do that.
The school board and other organizations have been calling on Elia to remove Palladino since he made racist comments about former President Obama and his wife Michelle that were published last December in Art Voice. Other petitions demand his removal, claiming Palladino violated the Dignity for All Students Act because of those racial comments.
There will possibly be several hearings on several different issues.
The Education Department has mapped out several days for this hearing. It will be open to the public, but seating will be limited as the hearing date approaches and attendance process will be announced. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.